So what's the difference between a famous and a well-known mark? Mostert's definition is that famous marks are traditionally considered to have a higher degree of reputation than well-known marks and therefore deserve a broader scope of protection against unauthorised use on non-competing goods and services. What I would say is don't be afraid to quote Mostert. We've quoted it a few times in cases and it's been accepted by the judges. So it just gives a good example of what a well-known and a famous mark is. Famous status enjoys a higher degree of reputation than well-known marks. Famous marks usually need to be protected in the home country as well, whereas well-known marks don't. And famous marks can be protected from unauthorised use on non-competing goods and services, whereas well-known marks usually have to be on competing goods and services. Some countries treat well-known marks and famous marks as the same thing. Other countries have separate provisions. So make a note of the countries that you or your client are interested in and find out whether they have separate provisions or if it's the same provisions. Basically, it allows a broader scope of protection for the trademark, and it means that you rely on the reputation that you've gained in a country rather than the use that you've made. Now, this is even more important now that brands are becoming more worldwide, so it means that you can look at a reputation that you have and don't necessarily need to focus on the use.